Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
So I was reading this article about runner's high and about an experiment that was done comparing the neurological changes experienced by runners and those of running dogs. In this particular experiment, the focus was on coursing dogs, those dogs who normally run as part of their heritage. You know, dogs like greyhounds, all the sighthounds, borzois. That got me thinking about the zoomies in both dogs and cats. There's periods when all of a sudden the animals will just start running and they're just going full tilt. I wondered if those animals were experiencing a runner's high. As with all other behaviors, I'm sure it depends on the context. Obviously, an animal who's running like hell to get away from a predator isn't experiencing any emotionally or spiritually peak experience. On the other hand, an animal who's running for the sheer joy of running, for the sheer joy of being alive on that particular day, at that particular moment, yes, I can easily see that animal experiencing the animal version of a runner's high. But context is everything. And in order to understand the meaning behind these behaviors, the context isn't what is occurring in that instant. The context also includes what happens before and what happens afterwards. So, for example, if I'm having a bad day, or if one of my dogs is having a bad day, I wind up saying no more than I would like to. Or maybe I just wind up saying words that come out sounding like no simply because I'm in a lousy mood. That's the problem with being human. We're pretty doggone infantile ourselves sometimes. But suppose that happens one day. And suppose the dogs are trapped in the house for 4, 5, 6 hours with this postmenopausal wreck who can't deal with wiki formatting or balancing checkbooks. She's not even a bitch. A bitch would act better. But she's a little on the fringe there. So when that particular dog gets sprung outside and succumbs to the zoomies, that's different from when the dog is outside enjoying the spring, checking out everything that's changed since yesterday, of which there are many things, and then suddenly gets that look. You know the look I mean. On a dog, it looks just like a grin. And there's a certain light in their eyes, and their ears are slightly pricked. With a cat, when cats do things like this, there's a certain merriment and sort of a mischievousness about them. And all of a sudden, bam, they take off. And they run. And if there's someone that they can run with, so much the better. One of the greatest joys in my life is to see one or both of my dogs engaged in the zoomies and the expansive lawn in front of my house, and see the cat not running with them. I mean, God forbid he would do something so plebeian, so common as that. He runs not opposite to their path, but perpendicular to their path. So if he times it just right, when he's making his zoomies, he has to jump over them. The result is an incredible interspecies ballet. And it makes me wish I were young again and I had the knees that I could get out there and run with them. And sometimes I do. Not as long as they do, but I tell myself it's not because the spirit is willing, but the knees and the hips are weak. It's because I'm laughing too hard. I am enjoying this too much. And I suppose if some stranger, and particularly some stranger without any sense of humor, saw us, they would think we were on drugs. It's all context. Those are the kind of zoomies, those are the kind of natural highs that I cherish. I cherish with my animals, and I cherish it when my clients describe this happening in theirs. It's a celebration of the joy of being.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.